This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to Monday morning, President's Day, all across the United States of America. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my flagship station, AM860 The Answer in Tampa, Florida. Also from my Moss Family Automotive Studio at two great radio stations across America, in the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the internet and on the satellite, streaming live online. Now, a special shout out goes to our military men and women, wherever they're listening to us right now, and to our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for helping keep us free and safe. And to everybody working on the Third Watch, regardless of who you are, where you are, what you're doing, thanks for keeping America rolling along. And a special shout-out goes to all of our roughnecks working the oil rigs all across Alaska, the Gulf of Mexico, and the Northern Tundra, plus our Aramco friends over there in Saudi Arabia. Now, don't forget to check out the Captain's America Third Watch.com website. Also, follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch, and we're also on Twitter at Captain's America. Well, joining us right now, we have Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
You missed a great gun show over the weekend. We had a lot of people there, and one of the questions was, is Denise here? I'm serious. Is Denise here? Because we had Susie Q there. We had Margie, our friend Margie from the Consumer Quarterback Show. And I guess they figured that there should have been a third one involved. That would have been you. But we're coming back to that area, so I'll let you know when.
All right, cool.
All right, now, golly, there's so much stuff going around here. We just talked about the flooding in Mississippi to tease things out and the rockets that were fired again in Baghdad. But you can't help but wonder what's going to happen next with the economy, the upbeat expectations, the latest jobs report, the Democrats trying to beat it down. How do you beat down a good economic report? How do you do that?
Well, if you listen to these that are running for a president on the Democrat side, you know, they're all saying, but it doesn't work for everybody. Well, it's not just they're saying that, you know, the lower income and the middle class are getting hurt, blah, 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 blah. So they come out and say whatever they want to say, and nobody's there to challenge them.
Except for us.
They speak in these false platitudes, and platitudes are there just to raise emotions, but there's no fact to it. Even if you challenge them with facts, they'll come up with, you know, something else, and, you know, they're really masters at it, including the most moderate, apparently, Amy Klobuchar. Now she's saying that English... What is it? I don't think that English should be the
national language.
Official. I mean, give me a break.
Well, let me just throw something out there, because this is from CBS News, not anything Republican or conservative, but CBS News. This is a poll. The condition of the economy is good. The total number of people asked, 71% said yes. 94% of the Republicans said yes. 60% of the Democrats said yes. 66% of the Independents said yes. But yet nobody's telling you about that. And it's a CBS poll.
Well, they'll put it out there. But then again, the Democrats will twist you know, statistics and facts, and then they'll inject that it's not good for this group of people or that group of people, so then we go back into class warfare again. Mm-hmm. And then they'll, you know, they're still saying, well, that's why we have to have $15 an hour minimum wage. You know, because, you know, $8.50 an hour is not a living wage. It was never designed to be a living wage.
No. No.
You know, but and if anybody is stuck in a job today, that they don't want to be in and not earning enough money, it's their own fault.
That's right. And just take a look at some other things since Election Day 2016. The Dow is up 60%. Standard & Poor's 500 is up 56%. NASDAQ is up 83%. U.S. stock value in general is up $13.5 trillion. And the people that are in the stock market are doing quite well. The people with their 401ks are doing quite well. Some of the other people that aren't may be because of their situation where they made some bad investments or something. You know, the unemployment rate, by the way, moved up to 3.6%, partially because 500,000 people joined in the search for work, which is good news.
There are companies out there that are doing hiring bonuses, that are doing new kinds of training, you know, all kinds of things. So, you know, there's not a lot of people that are in the stock market either, but that doesn't mean that they couldn't be in the stock market. It's hard to, you know, go against institutional trading, for sure, but you can still make money there if you choose to do that. I don't know where the Democrats are necessarily going to go. We're not getting a lot of plank platform stuff out of these candidates other than Medicare for all.
Yeah.
You know, and they, you know, the real issues, you know, they want to just stay with health care. Well, you know, Obamacare was supposed to fix all of that. Remember that? And nobody's really saying, was it only Democrats that voted for Obamacare? And if it's not working, who else are you to blame? And because it's not working, why haven't you worked to introduce stuff to fix it? Well, the only thing they want to talk about is prescription drugs.
All right, well, hold that thought because we're going to break. And by the way, when we come back, we'll finish that conversation. And then, folks, I know why Nancy Pelosi ripped up the State of the Union address. We're going to tell you when we come back. You won't believe this one, but she said it, not me. All right, I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going
to
stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting DO88 to 350350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text DO88 to 350350. That's DO88 to 350350 to schedule your free consultation today.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. And this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by our good friends at the USCCA. Now, you know, how would you like the chance to win $25,000? You heard me right. All you got to do is go over to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Click on that nice logo link on the homepage for the USCCA, and you'll have an opportunity to not only sign up for the Gun a Day giveaway, but to also enter yourself into the drawing for the $25,000 cash giveaway coming up a little bit later in the fall. Now, if you don't do that, and you got the opportunity, and it's free, then I don't know what's wrong with you. So, get on over there to CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Sign up for the free Gun a Day giveaway, and then sign up also, and consider becoming a member, I might add, to get a chance to win the $25,000 cash free giveaway. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com, and click on that link right there for the USCCA. And good luck to you. We want to announce the winner here on this program. We want one of our listeners to win that. And then you can take me out to lunch. Oh, whatever. All right, Denise Simon. You can take Denise out to Simon, Simon out to lunch too, right?
Yeah, of course.
All righty. I want you to finish your thought on what we were just talking about there before we went to break, because it kind of cut you off there.
Where were we? I've moved on to two other subjects here.
Oh, well, we were talking about the Freedom Democrats and AOC and that little nonsense there, and you were in the middle of something, and then the break came.
Well, look, what we're necessarily saying is what these Democrats are, you know, they're talking points on the stump. I mean, they're really not telling us anything. They've used poll-tested phrases and cliches to... drive their points, which are all platitudes. There's nothing substantive there. I think the only one that has any kind of real substance is, is Elizabeth Warren, because she's published it on her website, but she's certainly not referring to them necessarily anymore. She's kind of gone, you know, into a tailspin here and trying to out-liberalize all the points that
sure.
Bernie Sanders or Mayor Pete are speaking to.
Sure.
And this has put the Democrats into a panic here. And, I mean, it's a fairly sizable panic to the point where those that are running for re-election in the House are in a panic because they're being attached to it all by this is what the Democrat Party is about.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, it's very interestingly that the Democrat chair, Tom Perez, he has not come out and spoken to this is our plank or this has been our plank, and these people are going, you know, way off into, you know, the charts that we haven't even created yet. So I don't think that we necessarily need to worry. We can report on the things that the Democrats are doing, but I don't think we necessarily need to panic because there are several factions that are in play here that they're eating their own, and that's fine with me.
Now, Nancy Pelosi, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, was on CNN with Christian Amanpour. She said in an interview that she ripped up President Donald Trump's State of the Union address to get attention.
Yeah, it was plotted.
Mm-hmm.
You could tell that she was kind of sitting there thinking, well, this is what I'm going to do. And she probably thought about doing it before she even sat down.
Was it true those pieces of paper were partially ripped already?
Yes.
Okay, that's pretty good. All right.
I don't know what the purpose of it was, but
to make it easier to rip.
I mean, how hard is it to rip two pieces of paper together?
Who knows?
Then two more, then two more, then two more.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, of course she wanted to get attention because she waited until she knew the cameras were going to be focused on her, and she did it in such a way that she just didn't take them all and rip them into one. She made it a spectacle, so of course she wanted to get attention, and she got it.
Mm-hmm. Now, we should mention this because it's out there about the enthusiasm, if you will, when it comes to voting in elections. Right now, the first caucus in Iowa and the first election in New Hampshire, there is more enthusiasm in terms of numbers when it comes to the Republicans showing up to caucus, number one, and Republicans coming out to vote, number two, in New Hampshire. Do you think this trend will continue through the rest of this primary season?
It's something that we should absolutely watch because we have some states here that are fickle. And we have to watch what the Democrats are really doing because then that shows what their respective ground games are. You know, Warren essentially pulled up stakes and didn't even really, she kind of just skipping South Carolina and putting her cards into Nevada. And then you have the whole Bloomberg thing. He's the guy who his previous comments just keep surfacing here. And, you know, they're hitting headlines here. So his campaign's going to be in some trouble. This whole thing where he's floating the concept or somebody's floating the concept of Hillary being his VP.
Yeah.
I really hope that's true. I think it's a trial balloon just to see what the reactions are. But I think it'd be wonderful if he did actually choose her early on to be his VP. What fun we will
like
have.
Ted Cruz did with, what was her name, Carly, or what was her name?
Fiorina. But in the case of, she didn't have the baggage that Hillary has.
Right.
And so we will get a twofer when we go after Bloomberg / Hillary.
Now, you've heard about the New Way Forward proposal that's been put out there by AOC and Omar, right?
Yeah.
Now, does this have anything to do with why President Trump deployed this elite tactical group of CBP agents to sanctuary cities like Detroit, Chicago, New York, Newark, San Francisco, New Orleans, Los Angeles, Atlanta, Houston, and Boston? Is that like a tit-for-tat thing, the Borat Vortec agents?
No. The aggressive plan that the Border Patrol / ICE is doing is a message to the sanctuary cities, and I think this was really concocted by Ken Cuccinelli, and I think rightly so. But they are not only using the BORTAC in certain places, but they're also issuing subpoenas.
Mm-hmm.
On why a lot of these criminal aliens that have ICE holds on them are being released. And so they're taking a different tact on how to deal with these sanctuary cities. So very happy with that. But I don't think it has anything to do with New Way Forward.
Okay, now finally, Mark Zuckerberg, of course, Mr. Facebook, says that election meddling is now more sophisticated. Is he talking about the technology, or is he talking about the different ways they're doing what they're doing?
The methodologies on things, that it doesn't have anything to do with Facebook accounts. It really has to do with, you know, when you go to a Facebook page, you got all this superfluous nonsense that's on there, and there are different tactics that are being used. He doesn't want, campaign or candidates on there, because he said we're not going to do that, and Twitter did not say that. But I think what is really happening here is now, okay, if you can't use candidate names, we're going to use policies on there. So I think there's a lot of different tactics that people like Brad Parscale, who is head of Trump's reelection on the technical side, he's come up with some interesting methods. And the Democrats know this, so now you've got several Democrats that are calling for all of them and those tactics to be eliminated completely by Facebook, which is driven incidentally by George Soros.
Mm-hmm. By the way, Eric is chiming in saying that Mr. Bloomberg has chimed in or has put in $400 million already into the coffer for political ads, and he's trying to tip the table looking for the moderate Democrats as well as any Republicans that might want to come aboard with him.
He is earmarked, Bloomberg has earmarked $1 billion.
Right, and I'll bet it goes higher, want to bet? All right.
Yeah, of course.
Talk to you tomorrow. Same time, same bat channel. Stay low.
Sure.
All right. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. And I'll be right back with our next military and veterans news segment here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. It's a Monday morning. It's President's Day. And we're on the air live.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
There's a military flyover in Florida at the Daytona 500 where President Trump, the Grand Marshal.
Fans will scream and the great American race will begin. For 500 heart-pounding miles, these fierce competitors will chase the checkered flag.
He speaks to the crowd with wife Melania by his side, and then takes a historic lap around the track in the Beast, his bulletproof black presidential limo. He also asks the folks at NASCAR for a radio and speaks directly to the drivers. Listen.
Drivers, this is President Trump. It was an honor to open the Daytona 500. Have a phenomenal day. Have a great race. Be safe. God bless you. We love you.
Now, due to the weather, the race called off. Instead, it's scheduled for Monday afternoon. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
And now it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
It is time for our second Military and Veterans News segment brought to you by our very good friends at the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy, with their two locations to serve you. We'll tell you all about where they're at and what they do right after they tell you about themselves, because in 14 short months you can be well on your way to a tremendous job as an aviation maintenance tech. And here's more about them.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, we know, and National Aviation Academy knows, that more and more young people are not headed straight off to college from high school. As a matter of fact, more young people have chosen to go to a technical or vocational school to learn a trade that they haven't been told in most cases will not pay them as much as they thought, because while they think they're going to make $15 or $18 an hour or whatever, maybe as a carpenter or an electrician or a plumber or a welder or a heavy equipment operator, there's this little thing called the union. And if you have the union, you're going to start out as an apprentice, which means you're going to start out at the bottom, which means you're going to start out at a lower pay level. That's number one. Number two, you could be hired as an 80 percenter, because that's the other little game that employers pay. They pay you 80% to start with. So that 15 would be 12, that 10 would be 8. That, if you get my drift, that's the way it would work. You get 80% of the wages. So think about this. If you would like the opportunity to make $60,000 a year or more to start year number one after your training and certification from the National Aviation Academy as an aviation maintenance tech, then we could arrange that. All you have to do is go to the website NAA.edu, NAA.edu, and click on the little video that they have there, and it'll tell you all about themselves. Now, you can also, right after that, or even beforehand, call them at 800-659-2080, 800-659-2080, and ask to take the tour. They have a tour. Ask to take the tour. They have two locations, one in Concord, Massachusetts, outside Boston, the other one in Clearwater, Florida, right here in Tampa Bay, on the west side of Tampa Bay, Clearwater, Florida. So, 800-659-2080, that's 800-659-2080, ask to take the tour, and always remember to tell them the captain sent you. It'll open the door wide open. All right, well, the Senate, late last week, passed a resolution limiting President Donald Trump's authority to attack Iran without congressional approval, delivering the president another bipartisan foreign policy rebuke and flexing its constitutional power over military actions. Just one little problem. It has to be signed by the president. I don't think he's going to sign it. I'm sorry. I don't think he's going to sign it. Now, let me just tell you that being the case, this vote, 55-45, came after nearly 6 weeks after Donald Trump ordered an airstrike that killed General Qassem Soleimani, the top Iranian general of the IRGC. Remember, he was in charge of the Iranian Revolutionary Guards Corps, the elite Quds force. Now, the strike drew immediate condemnation from Democrats and a few Republicans, and it prompted Senator Tim Kaine, who is the Democrat of Virginia, to introduce a war powers resolution aimed at asserting Congress's constitutional authority to declare war. Needless to say, they got what they wanted, and he got his resolution passed. Now, I don't think the president is going to sign it. By the way, a U.S. admiral is still hoping that the Philippine Security Pact can be saved. If you remember last week, the Filipino President Duterte said that he did not want to renew the pact that was there. He wanted to boot the U.S. out. Fine. I guess they can get money from China. They'll put a port in there, or Russia, they'll put a port in there. And we'll see what happens. Now, America also seems to have given up trying to define success in Afghanistan. Now it's just, what can we do to get out? What can we do to get out? Not, what do we have to do to successfully complete our mission? So there's a complete reversal there. They're playing into the hands of the progressives because there's some movement afoot. You know, why are we there 18 years or that and the other? Well, if we pull out, you'll find out why we're there. You'll find out exactly why we're there. And we just can't keep doing stuff like this, folks. There's got to be a better reason. When you go into a foreign country, a la my former commanding officer, I'm looking at something here as I'm talking. He believed in the lily pad strategy. Get in, take your objective, do what you need to do, and leave. That was his theory. And I'm thoroughly onto that program. Thoroughly onto that program. To me, General Paul Vallady, the person that cooked it up along with Lieutenant General Thomas McInerney, that's something that is a lot better off than what we got going on right now. Now, did you know that the probe into the Dayton shooter, remember the Dayton shooter a couple of years back, is nearing an end? the federal investigation into the motivations of a gunman who killed 9 people early last year in Dayton's crowded entertainment area is coming close to a conclusion. We'll soon know what it is that enticed him to do what he did, because everybody was still kind of scratching their head on this one, even though we didn't know what the reason was. Maybe they'll know now. Now, President Trump said that he might end the long-running practice of letting other administration officials listen in on presidential calls with foreign leaders. This is after Trump's impeachment was triggered by his July phone call with the president of Ukraine. And that's a good idea. I think he had too many ears in there listening to that call. That's just my opinion, but what do I know? So there you go. So consider that in today's world, with everything that's going on, consider that. Also, consider this. We know that 4 rockets landed in a green zone last night in Baghdad. We know that the bad guys still are trying to hit our embassy or anything else that's there. We know that, but it's just not working. All right, let me drift on over real quick. Okay, good morning, Eric and Seminole. What's up?
Hey, good morning, sir. Thanks for taking my call. Awesome show. Awesome show once again. Listen, regarding retired General Paul Vallely and his lily pad strategy.
You remember?
Absolutely. He's been pushing that or talking about that for probably
10 years.
10 years. Right.
10 years.
Here's another thing about General Paul Vallely, besides his illustrious career and his late son's service, etc. Now, back in the day, everyone was saying there's no WMDs in Iraq. Okay.
Want to bet?
Roger that. Stand by. So he was being interviewed, and if people go back and look back in the early 2000s, there was, I don't want to say rumors, there's non-confirmed, if you will, intelligence out there that you can put together open source-like, that some of these WMDs, and he even affirmed it, attested to this fact, that it's in the Bekaa Valley in Lebanon, because there was a Syrian influence in that region back in the day where they had built a brand-new airport in tarmac, and the suspicions were that these were trucked out of Iraq in the middle of the night and buried in that under.
They were seen
tarmac.
By satellite, and Israel was the one watching them.
Roger that. So, you know, again, I know a lot of people always just retire, you know, a lot of retired people.
Now, you want me to take it one step further? My good friend, Chief Warrant Officer Grade 4, Les Rayburn, was the guy in charge of getting rid of the weapons of mass destruction. They found 500 metric tons of it in Iraq.
Right, that. And some people suspect that that's part of the reason that there's the Gulf War syndrome.
Right.
Once those things didn't have a complete high-order detonation and incineration, conflagration of the chemicals, that drifted. That's neither here nor there. But, yes, there was definitely bad juju going on other than lead going, you know, trading lead shots between each other back in the day.
Oh, yeah. Well, good point. Here comes the music, my friend.
How's your dad, sir? Thanks for taking my call.
All right. Good point. Great point by Eric there. And that's true. I mean, my good friend, Chief Warrant Officer Grade 4, was in charge, Les Rayburn, was in charge of getting rid of the WMDs that they found where? Was it Cleveland? In Iraq. There you go. Think about that while we go to break. Be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Root.
Yeah, you are. And our segment coming up with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is brought to you by our friends at Only Eyes Optical. Now, do you need a new pair of eyeglasses? Are you active military, a veteran, a first responder, active or retired? How would you like some personal attention with all the hype when it comes to your eyes you get at the big box stores? Well, Only Eyes Optical and Boutique, down at 6541 Superior Avenue in the Gulf Gate section of Sarasota, will take care of all your needs. They have an optometrist on duty. You can give them a call for an appointment, 941-444-7984. And then Diana Reason, the licensed optician, will take care of all your eyeglass needs. Now, if by chance you've got a big box store offer, either an ad or you've been there and they said, well, we'll do it for this, we'll do it for that, blah, 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 blah. Here's what you do. She will meet or beat any advertised price. Just bring the ad with you. Just bring the ad with you. She'll meet or beat any advertised price. And what I can tell you is Diana Reason not only cares about you, but she is part of a veteran-owned business, and they love our veterans and first responders, too, which is why you will get priority on your eyeglasses there. Now, let me tell you, you can stop by today and say hello. Only Eyes Optical, 6541 Superior Avenue in the Gulf Gate section of Sarasota. Again, their phone number, 941-444-7984. And make sure you tell her the captain sent you. That's Only Eyes Optical, where I get my eyeglasses. All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you?
The sky is not falling.
No, it's not. Believe it or not.
And by the way, let me just throw this out there. The economy beat all expectations. All expectations with this last little report we got, 225,000 jobs created in January. Now, unemployment went up a little bit, and I heard the excuses as to, oh, it's terrible, oh, it's awful, oh, we're up to 3.6%. Well, excuse me, did anybody other than me not notice that there was 500,000 new people who joined in the search for work?
That's one of the most important things that we have going on, and we actually need to get more people off the couch. I mean, I'm glad to see less people getting food stamps, more people actually entering the workforce because there's more jobs out there. You know, work is something that people need to do, and I've talked about welfare and handouts and giveaways, and I have no problem with safety nets. I really don't. People sometimes, you know, there's bad situations and need some help, but it can become addictive. And wanting people off it. You want people to get back into the workforce, and that's what we've seen happen. And
right.
We need much, much more of it.
Right. And here's the other thing, and I'm going to bring someone in here to talk to you for just a second here, too. Since Election Day 2016, these numbers come from CBS, not me. The Dow is up 60%. Standard & Poor's 500 is up 56%. NASDAQ is up 83%. U.S. stock value is up $13.5 trillion. Then listen to this number from the CBS News poll. 71% of the total polled said things are better. The economy is good. 94% of Republicans, 60% of Democrats, 66% of the independents. And Ms. Susie Q is here with me. How many people do you know that say things are better?
I think everybody that I talk to do. And actually, I work for stockbrokers, and they tell us that in the year that the economy is off the chain, that the incumbent is reelected. So we are hoping that will happen.
Well, Chris, I don't see anybody, and I don't care what Bloomberg does. He wants to bring Hillary Clinton into the mix as his VP candidate. Please do me a favor. You'll lose.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that, I mean, again, that's a rumor that's flying around right now. I don't know if that's going to actually help him. You got a large swath out there of Democrats that are Bernie Sanders supporters, and I don't think that they're going to vote for Hillary Clinton at all. So
of course not.
You know, I don't understand what polls are looking at or what they're trying to pull off at this point in time, especially with Bloomberg, who gonna be honest, you know, he did a lot of pretty good things as mayor of New York, and some of the things that he did that were very, you know, more towards a conservative slant that he's walking away from. And I'm trying to figure out, I said, well, all of these things that you did that you did well with, especially in regards to policing in New York, now trying to rebuke. I'm like, why would you do
Chris?
That?
Chris, he's like Charlie Crist on steroids, Chris. And I'll tell you why, because he was a Republican, now he's a Democrat. What's he going to be next when he can't get the nomination? Is he going to become an independent?
Well, he was a Democrat before he was a Republican. Now he's back to a Democrat. It's good. That's such a good way of putting it there. You're
okay.
Chris on steroids. That's very
well. That's
good point there.
And with a lot more money too.
Yeah, without a doubt, no doubt about it. But again, you know, you take a look at, you know, how successful, but by the time he left office, there was 300 murders a year in New York. I mean, but prior to Giuliani, there was over 2,000. Giuliani got it down to 600. He got it down to 300, and his policies worked. And now he's saying that, you know, he rebukes all those policies. Are you kidding me? I would tell you right now. I said, I live in New York. It's getting bad again.
Yeah.
It's going back to the days of old.
I know.
Homelessness is just everywhere now. It's bad, and they're just not doing a good job with it.
I'm telling you right now, my boys in the fire department up there on the rescue trucks and the emergency providers for the police department are telling me that they're not going on some of these calls anymore without an armed cop with them.
Yeah, it's a bad situation again. And, you know, you think about it. You think about the neighborhoods that were actually helped by the policing that they did and the amount of people that were saved by those tactics. And now, you know, everybody's like, oh, it's terrible, it's racist. No, it's not. How is it racist when you're saving people's lives?
Okay, I got a question for you. Have you heard about the New Way Forward Act?
The New Way Forward Act.
Okay, I'm assuming you don't, so let me just run this by you. This was introduced by Ilhan Omar of Minnesota and AOC of New York. It's 4,400 words, the same length as the U.S. Constitution, also co-sponsored by 44 Democrats.
Yes, it's a new with the immigration.
Is it?
Kind of put there, yeah.
Is it?
It's insanity. Yeah. Pretty much. It's not going to pass. It really isn't. I mean, they've lost, they pretty much lost their minds on these things. They keep going further and further and further and further to the left, when it comes to immigration, and it's not going to sit well with the American people by any stretch.
Now, have you noticed that the Customs and Border Patrol put their new elite group, their elite tactical agents, about 100 of them, they got them scattered out across the 10 cities here in the U.S., yours included, Detroit, Chicago, New York, Newark, San Francisco, New Orleans, Los Angeles, Atlanta, Houston, and Boston. They're in there specifically, these are BORTAC agents, to bring the bad of the bad out of these cities?
But we even need to do more. I mean, I like what Trump did. He basically told the state of New York that, hey, listen, as far as entry into airports and whatnot, you can't use the new CLEAR system or anything like that because you're not cooperating with ICE agents and Border Patrol when it comes to illegals. And, Andrew Cuomo got really upset about that, and Trump said, I don't care. Said, you know, you guys are not the people who are New York residents that can't utilize the system.
And let's just take their money away from them. If they don't want to do it, then, hey, no more federal money. That's what I do. Pretty simple to me.
Yeah, especially in today's day and age. You've got to check to see what's coming in with, with the virus, the coronavirus, which is going on. You want to make sure you know where people are coming from.
Now, since the last time you and I talked about Virginia and about the gun situation up there and the proposed gun bans, they passed the gun ban seizure bill up there. Governor says he'll sign it. 91 of the 95 counties in Virginia, 91 of the 95 counties in Virginia are now gun sanctuary counties.
Let me guess, those four counties around D.C. are the ones that are not?
And Richmond.
Yeah, well, it's Richmond, too. I'm actually surprised by that.
Richmond. Mm-hmm. Richmond's a blue city.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's Old South. I'm kind of surprised by that. But, yeah, listen, I don't know how they're going to follow through with that in that state. I really don't. But, again, you got a lot of money in and around the Washington, D.C. area, some of the wealthiest zip codes in the country around Washington, D.C., which is kind of shameful, if you ask me. But, they're kind of controlling what's going on there. That's why that state has definitely gone the blue route.
Well, my man, hope you have a great President's Day. And what do you got planned for today?
Oh, I'm down here in Tampa, Florida, so I'm enjoying myself.
You are? How long are you down here?
I'll be here for the week.
Well, maybe you can stop by Mission Barbecue on Tuesday, have lunch with the captain.
Where are you going to be? Which one, down in Brainerd?
West Waters, up here in Tampa. Are you in Tampa or are you in Sarasota?
I'm in Tampa today. I'm going to be down in Sarasota tomorrow. I got to check my wife. I'm not the boss.
Or you can come to the Tampa Trump Club on Tuesday night.
It's a possibility.
Be with about 250 or 300 like-minded people.
Sounds good.
All right. Well, we'll be in touch, all right? But I got to go. Here comes the music. Thanks, Chris.
You got to have a good one.
All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Well, that could be interesting. I bring Chris Markowski with me to the Tampa Trump Club. I'll tell you what, they wouldn't get over that there because he'd take control. All right, folks, we'll be right back with more. Frank Salvato managing, here I did it again. Frank Salvato, the host of the Underground USA podcast, when we come back. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, President's Day.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.